The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Congressman William Timmons for our Tuesday with Timmons. Good morning. Happy Election Day to you.
Good morning, Joey. Great to be with you. It's going to be a wonderful day for South Carolina and even better for this country.
Yes, very exciting day, the day we've been waiting for literally months now. And hopefully tonight we're going to be very happy people as the returns come in. And, you know, I think your Democrat colleague, Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, he of course heads up the he's the guy that is responsible for recruiting Democrats and raising money to get Democrats elected to the House. I think he summed things up when he said this over the weekend.
Yeah, well, I grew up in a family where, you know, if the gas price went up, the food budget went down. So by this time of the week, we'd be eating Chef Boyardee. If that budget wasn't going to change, right? So that's what families have to do.
So he's basically saying, hey, because of inflation that our party has caused, you need to just buckle down, stop whining, and eat Chef Boyardee.
I don't think that's a winning message. I think the American people are looking around going, hold on now, you ended our energy independence day one of your administration, President Biden. And you Democrats in Congress spent $6 trillion you didn't have that's caused inflation. So not only does our dollar go shorter in the grocery store, we're paying double at the gas pump. So I just think that that's going to be the message the American people are thinking about when they go vote. One last message is they call 911 and nobody comes, or they do come and they ask them their gender, preferred gender pronouns before they actually arrest anybody. I mean, you know, this is a crazy world we're living in, but it's about to get a wake-up call.
Well, it's a crazy world, but we have a chance today to make it a little less crazier. We have a chance today to start righting the ship and getting us headed in the right direction. Larry Sabato's crystal ball prediction, he made his final prediction last night. He's saying he thinks that the House makeup, Republicans are going to gain a net 24 seats. He's calling it at 237-198. What's your prediction?
I'd say that's pretty close. I might even go a little further. I'd say 240-195.
Yep. So let's talk about, so we get through today. Things turn out the way we think they're going to. What's the first steps that you guys take to right the ship?
Well, so for the next 2 months, we go into planning, and we've been planning for 18 months, first of all. We have policies in place, legislation written. We're going to hit the ground running day one in January. But between now and then, we have to have our leadership election. We have to pass the rules. We have to do all of the structuring of the Republican conference. We got to do committee assignments. So it's going to be a ton of work, but it's going to be high spirits because we're ready to govern. We're ready to fix the problems that are ailing the American people. And we're going to hold this president accountable for 2 years and really hope he runs for reelection in 2024.
Yeah. That is going to be interesting to see. You know, of course, a lot of speculation, even though we haven't gotten through today yet, of what's going to take place in 2024. President Donald Trump last night, saying he has a big announcement coming up. It's going to be interesting over the next couple of years, but first we got to get through today. We have to vote today. Were you surprised at the record turnout we had in early voting this year?
Not at all. I think it's great. South Carolina's no excuse absentee voting is easy. It makes sense. A lot of people use it. So we're going to continue to have record turnout because everybody's effective. Everybody's affected by the policies that are being pushed out by the Democrats in Congress and by President Biden. And we're better off in most states, but we're still hurting. So they're going to get a strong message from this state and others, and we're going to turn the corner for our country.
I got a call just a little while ago, Congressman, from Hall in Dallas, North Carolina. He and his brother run a deer processing plant in Dallas, North Carolina. And this is how serious it's gotten. He said that all of his hunting buddies have stopped their deer hunting. They have delayed their deer hunting to go vote today. So you know things are serious when, rather than going out into the woods deer hunting, somebody they head down to the polling place.
I think that if they were so passionate about deer hunting, they would have gone and done some absentee voting. But, I mean, you know, I guess each their own.
Yes. Yes. Well, it's going to be quite interesting. You know, it's going to be a big night tonight. And I look forward to when you and I join each other again next week to talking about putting those plans into place and moving forward. It's going to be a new day.
It is, it is. And hopefully not only with the House, but with the Senate, I do think that we have a very strong chance of picking it up, even a larger margin than I ever thought possible. So yep. It's going to be a good day, hopefully.
Yep, it will be a good day. Congressman William Timmons, always a pleasure. We'll talk again next week. Yeah, sure thing. Be safe out there.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.